Johnny Cueto and the Giants take on Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. And in the very first inning, Hunter Pence, a 100 career hitter against Kershaw, makes his mark.
Fly ball left field is well hit. Bellinger going back at the wall, and it is gone. A two-run home run for Hunter Pence. And just like that, the Giants take a 2-0 lead. No balls and two strikes. Kershaw lines one into left field for a base hit. Rounding third on his way home is Bellinger. The throw to the plate, safe. He avoided the tag. What a slide by Bellinger. The RBI for Kershaw. And the game is tied at two. Here's the 2-1 posing with a fly ball deep to left on its way to the Dodger bullpen. A home run for Buster Posey. His second home run of the season, and the Giants have a 3-2 lead. 2-2, there goes Hernandez. Line drive, base hit into left field. Hernandez will score easily. The RBI single for the rookie Christian Arroyo has given the Giants a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, it wasn't going to matter. Hernandez would have scored even had he not been running, but for Clayton Kershaw, he fell into that trap of the same cadence. Come set, look back, deliver, go home.
In 2 weeks, the Dodgers and Giants will have at it again up in San Francisco. The 3-2, ground ball, right side. Belt has an underhanded flip to Cueto covering. That will end the inning. One run, three hits, two left.
4-3 San Francisco is your final. Johnny Cueto outduels Clayton Kershaw to move to 4-1 on the season, and the Dodgers' four-game win streak comes to an end. The Dodgers have now dropped 3 of 5 against their arch rivals this season. Here's skipper Dave Roberts.
Well, I think that obviously, you know, we expect perfection out of Clayton every time he takes the mound. But tonight it was just more for me, just the late bite, whatever, like life to the slider. That just wasn't there, you know, uncharacteristic of Clayton. You know, there were some sliders that were elevated, and he just really, you know, I think he threw one to Nunez. That was a really good one. But, you know, for the most part, when he takes him out, that's a pitch that he can count on and finish guys. And tonight, he just didn't have that one. And, you know, leaving the curveball, you know, up to Pence early, and then the slider to Posey. So, you know, that was a difference, but I think that it was a grind for Clayton tonight. But, you know, for us to still have a chance to win the game, you know, that was we had a chance.
He had some issues, I guess, finishing that pitch, the slider, when he came back next year. Is there any connection there?
He did. And I don't know if there's any connection. I know that he feels strong in talking to him and the training staff and Rick. You know, and these guys, you know, there's obviously a lot of familiarity with the opponent and a lot of history with the hitters. And so, you know, it's that cat and mouse, and you've got to, you know, even Clayton, you still got to be on when there's so much familiarity. And, you know, you could even see, you know, whether it be Arroyo or Panic, you know, Posey, you know, these guys just grinded the at-bats against Clayton. So I think that, you know, when you look at his outings, typically there's a lot of, you know, 7-8-pitch innings, and I think we had one tonight. And so it was a credit to those guys. They had a good game plan, you know, combined with Clayton's slider, not as sharp. I think that's just the story of the game.
How can an early home run like that give a group some confidence? I mean, they were obviously struggling coming in, but it's a rivalry game. They get an early home run like that, and then maybe those guys start feeling a little better about themselves.
Yeah, it obviously, you know, from the other side, it's a good thing. It kind of, you feel a little bit of momentum. You feel Clayton is kind of vulnerable a little bit. But I think if you look at a lot of his career, which I've seen, you know, he'll give up the homer early, and he settles down, and there's nothing to be had later. But they chipped away a little bit. They kept chipping away and adding a run there. So, again, I thought they had a really good game plan tonight and got a couple big hits.
How surprised are you by the 4-day chase that started? You look pretty good in spring training. It just hasn't.
Yeah, you know what? With Chase, you know, I know it's not a, you know, from spring training. So we look a month prior on the calendar, and so it's not, you know, it's not that much time in between now and then. The preparation obviously is there. I think that, you know, you could argue that he's never had the inconsistent playing time, so I think that that's an adjustment for him, and I know he'll never make that as an excuse. You know, with Chase, he knows what he signed up for. And, you know, we try to get him out there as much as we could, as much as we can with Logan being down. He's a grinder. You know, he's going to figure it out.
Dave, we've obviously seen what Cody can do with the plate, and then those two heads-up plays from him tonight. I mean, he just seems beyond his years.
He is. And I think that there's certain things with, you know, being a Major League Baseball player, there's certain things that the game tells you what to do. And, you know, he trusts his instincts. He's got very good instincts. And in that situation, they're giving you the bunt base hit, and we need to get the tying run, you know, the winning run actually at the plate, him on base, the tying run. And so, you know, it was just a heads-up play, and his ability to run the bases. There was a potential tag play, a foul ball that Morris just was out of the reach of his hand. He was getting ready to tag and get to third base right there. So just the instincts are just off the charts. And I think even looking at him, his first series in San Francisco versus now, it's just the game slowing down. And he doesn't have a lot of, you know, at-bats under his belt. So, you know, he's really made the adjustment pretty quickly. It's fun to watch.
How sharp did Cueto look to you tonight?
You know, Cueto, I've always liked him. This guy, his pitchability is off the charts. You know, he can pitch backwards. When you don't get him in the stretch, then he has the funk in the delivery that can kind of get you off timing. Uses all the quadrants, the cutter, both sides of the plate, the change. And, you know, we had a spot right there, and Boach stuck with him with Tolles right there instead of going to the pen. Had him on the ropes a little bit. But, you know, he's a guy that really can pitch and, you know, isn't afraid to run a count. And I think that, you know, sometimes we might have been a little bit too aggressive out of the zone early with him, and really didn't stress him too much.
Is that what's going on in the middle of
it? I think so. I think so. Is that we've seen Cueto a lot. But, you know, I got to go back and look at the tape. But, you know, it seems like there was a lot of early swings that might have been out of the strike zone that pitches you really can't do a lot with. And it's a credit to him. You know, it comes out of a certain window where he presents it as a strike, and that's the key to pitching. So he works you front to back, east to west. So he did a good job tonight.
Clayton Kershaw's final line on Monday, 6 innings, 4 runs, 3 of them earned, on 8 hits with no walks and 5 strikeouts. He takes the loss to fall to 4-2.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't good. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if I would pinpoint it all to that, but
Yeah, definitely.
That wasn't
great for me tonight.
Is there something else that you can throw in there at the point?
There's a lot of stuff. Just wasn't a great night. Yeah. Clayton, how do those hitters, Doc just mentioned that they really grind at bats out. How do those guys make it tough for you on the hill?
They definitely credit to them. You know, I think just so many good at-bats, especially their 2, 3, 4 guys, you know. Arroyo put on some great at-bats, as, you know, Pence as well, and, you know, obviously Buster's tough. You know, they don't strike out, you know, panic, same thing. I mean, they just one of the few teams these days that don't seems like they kind of take pride in not striking out, which, you know, sometimes you can get through a game quick with a lot of contact, but other times, like tonight, you know, they grind, foul off at bats, and even when you get outs, it's 6, 7 pitch at bats. So, you know, tonight, you know, I wasn't great, but they definitely had something to do with it as well. Yeah, I kind of bottled it for a second. Probably. I don't know. I don't think I would have gotten him, but I probably should just eat it after you bottle it like that.
Clayton, I'm sorry, I got here late. Can you talk about just maybe giving up the runs early and what you felt like going out there early today?
Yeah, I mean, just, you give up 2-run homer, you think that, it's not great, obviously, but you feel like you need to keep them there. Our team's got a decent chance of, getting us back in the game, and they definitely did that, but, they kept piling on and, force tough, especially against a guy like Cueto.
The Dodgers will try to get back into the win column on Tuesday. Alex Wood will make the start.